And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Alright, Amya. Ian Danter here. It's episode 16 of my Barmy Old Podcast. Well, I say mine, but of course, Sean Percival and Andy Robinson are also along for the ride with new topical sketches and songs, plus archive stuff, what we did on BRNB and Heart FM when we were knee-high to a grasshopper. Coming up today, we salute one of modern TV's biggest ever shows, the return of some slightly disturbing late 80s, early 90s culture amongst our youth. Football's back, but that means that something else is too, unfortunately. And then there's Dez, Black Country Bob, Mr. Men, Ozzy, you know the drill. And you'll also know that first up these days, we always get the latest from the Barmy Old Podcast News Desk. So let's do that right now with Jim White and first, Hugh Edwards. Thank you, Ian. Hello to you. In US politics, Kanye West has revealed he'll be running for president this November in the forthcoming elections. This could have economic impacts, and if he's successful, the rap artist 50 Cent has said he will have to change his name to About a Quarter. Pubs reopen this weekend on so-called Super Saturday, with the government asking people to drink responsibly and maintain social distance. They are also asking bears released back into the wild not to defecate in the woods. The government have also confirmed that, in light of recent regional lockdown variations, from now on, if you want to ostracise someone from society, you can just send them up the M69 to Leicester instead of Coventry. Jeffrey Epstein's former partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been arrested on sex abuse charges, and in breaking news, she has unexpectedly committed suicide whilst under... Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake. That last part there will be the news in about a fortnight's time. The emergence of drive-in cinema venues for showing films has been trialled this week in the UK, with the 1978 film Grease seemingly being one of the top attractions. However, one customer complained he had been stranded at this drive-in and was branded a fool, and is wondering what they will say Monday when he returns to school. Now for the sport. Jim White.
Thanks, Hugh. Leeds United have said they will ensure there are no more offensive images after a photograph of Osama bin Laden was placed on a seat at their Elland Road ground. In the light of this, they are also ensuring that their centre forward and left winger will have to change their shirt numbers, as it's not a good look to have 9 and 11.
Well, that's it from us. You're up to date. Thank you both. So we are now into July 2020, which now means it's 20 years this month since the launch of a TV show billed as a social experiment that became so, so much more and drew in millions of us as viewers, including 60s legends The Hollies.
The show was long.
Day 753 in the Big Brother house.
With many a wannabe.
All right, and Craig from Liverpool.
That led to has been.
What?
On TV again.
Oh, re-ca-ca-ca-ca-ca.
It was wrong.
God, did you see what you just did with that wine bottle?
But they let it carry on too long.
The mother of all reality shows.
Real crap telling. Called Big Brother. McCosey's breasts. Boing, boing.
like me to be the cat ruler?
John McCreary.
I'm really missing the booby.
Nadia and Nicky too.
Who is she? Who is she? Where did you find her?
Real crap telling. Call Big Brother.
Coming up on Big Brother, 45 series of bust ups, binges, bums, breakdowns, bonking, tantrums, tosses, and tools. Is that what you want to watch? You decide.
More on Big Brother later in this balmy old podcast, but let's head for the Houses of Parliament to catch up with the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Now, such was Bob's popularity on BRMB that Sky Sports News once asked Sean, the voice of Bob, to play Black Country Bob in a report they were doing on West Bromwich Albion's promotion bid in 2002. I'll bet no one's got that on tape anywhere. And frankly, Sean will be hoping that no one has that on tape too. Let's get back to that sort of time and a classic Bob when he clearly showed his lack of appreciation for the arts on the eve of a massive charity concert in Hyde Park that took place 15 years ago now. Sing along then.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Yes, Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Right then, Mr. Spiker, I put it to the arse that that Live Aid concert in Hyde Park should be banned.
Banned?
Oh!
Why?
Because it'll be on the telly all day, won't it?
So?
So, how am I going to watch the horse racing?
Oh, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley is an unbelievably selfish man.
Yeah.
Now, Bob Geldof has recruited well-respected musicians like U2 and Sting to perform a concert the proceeds from which will benefit people less fortunate than themselves.
Am I going to get any of it?
No, of course not.
Well, in that case, it don't benefit people less fortunate than Sting, does it?
Hang on, what do you mean?
Everyone in the world is less fortunate than Sting, ain't they? All he did was write a couple of half-decent songs in the late 70s and early 80s, and now he's a multimillionaire who sits on his arse all day having tantric sex.
Oh, come on.
You don't get much luckier than that, do you?
The Right Honourable Member for Dudley is a miserable, bitter man. The Live Aid concert is raising awareness about poverty in Africa to pressurise world leaders, such as myself, to do something about it at the G8 summit.
What? At the summit of the G8?
Yes.
The summit?
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
What's the matter?
Why have you got to go to the top of a mountain to sort out the world's problems?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What have you all long laughing at?
Oh, no. Oh, that in this house. Please, I will have all that.
Now, as I put this podcast out, we should, in theory, be into week two at this year's Wimbledon Championships, but the pandemic, of course, has put pay to that. Nevertheless, let's now hear from one of our sponsors.
Everyone has tried Murray Mince. Now try our new Andy Murray Mince. This was Tarquin before he tried one of our new Andy Murray Mints.
Well, my body feels spiffing at the moment and I'm really looking forward to a truly marvellous future.
And this was Tarquin after finishing his Andy Murray Mint.
Yeah, I'm just not right. I've been struggling for a long time. I'm in a lot of pain and I think my career is in serious doubt.
And if that doesn't convince you, I'll eat an Andy Murray Mint right now. Just pop it in my mouth, give it a chew. And I can already feel dark clouds descending over me. My voice is slowing down. My shoulders are beginning to stoop. And now I just don't feel very good at all. I'm
finding it really hard to be optimistic. I'm not too sure what the future holds, and my hip is killing me. It feels like it's got a steel ball in it, but you know, I'll try not to limp and carry on regardless. So try these new Andy Murray mints. They really are great, and I can recommend them to anyone.
Exceeding the recommended dose of Andy Murray mints could turn you into a damn miserable monosyllabic Scot forever, which could seriously affect your ability as a footballer, especially if you play in goal. Tennis rankings can go down as well as up.
I do feel for Ozzy Osbourne a bit. He's been singing the Matt Lucas baked potato song for weeks now, detailing certain things he's, you know, dabbled with. And Sharon keeps making him go back into the studio to do more of them. She's such a slave driver.
What the hell's going on, Sharon? Oh, I don't want to sing this song anymore.
Oh, come on, Ozzy. Sing it for your old lady.
Okay, okay.
I love you, Ozzy.
Ketamine, it changed my life. Ketamine, it showed me the way. And if you want to miss most of the night, you must listen to what the ketamine say.
If you take it, you'll lose your job.
Well, I'm not on a payroll.
Open up, get it down your gob.
I'm going down a K-hole. And if you want to miss most of the day, you must listen to what the special K will say.
Just lie down and then relax.
Well, I'm not gonna walk out.
Spend all night upon your back.
Well, this would knock a horse out. And if you do not want adrenaline, just remember you can have some ketamine. K-E-T-A.
Oh, Ozzy, where's that anti-snoring pillow?
Well done, Oz. You got through it, pal. Have a good rest. Now, having had a week to let it all sink in, I went to interview Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp late last week to see how winning the Premier League title had affected him. Now, I'd heard that Kloppy was a big fan of Game of Thrones, and I was going to ask him about it as part of the interview. Turns out I didn't have to.
Oh, hello, Ian. Hang on a sec. Just let me put this music on. Did you see it, Ian? The deposed champions gave a guard of honour to the new championess. Pep Guardiola came towards me. Bend the knee, I said to Pep. And do you know what, Ian? He did it. Pep bent the knee. It is now I, Jurgen, who is king in the north. What am I, lads?
King of the north.
And do you know who I'm going to buy now, Ian?
I don't know. Adama Traore?
No, I am going to buy Khal Drogo.
Hooray!
And with the Dothraki horde at my back, I will conquer the Seven Kingdoms.
Hooray!
Then I will march into the offices of HBO and destroy every copy of the crap 8th series of Game of Thrones.
Hooray!
And we will create a final new series of Game of Thrones. And then I, Jurgen Klopp, will sit on the Iron Throne. What is dead may never die. Kenny, Stevie, this is for you. Winter is coming, Ian. Winter is coming. I can feel it.
What is he on about? I mean, it's July. Oh, well. Game of Thrones is front and centre in modern entertainment culture. A bit like the Barmy Old podcast, of course, right? But head back 30 years and the youth of the day were all gathering in fields around the UK late at night to listen to dance music, blow whistles and try things that even Ozzy hasn't had a bash at. But the young people of today have started recreating these sorts of things. And of course, social distancing is going right out of the window with all these gatherings that have been up in Manchester, as well as Leeds, Bristol, all over the country. And the police seem powerless to stop them happening at the moment. The Shaman have decided to sum it all up for us right here.
Well, I got off my face down at Daisy Nook Place. All I wanted was to jump around to tunes. My friends call me silly, but in life I'm winning because I spent all night huffing on a balloon. Know what I mean? It's obscene that in quarantine we have to stay in, not given a chance. But I'd like to wager that if you know teenagers, you know we like to dance. We really like to dance. You think that it's mischievous, mysterious and devious. COVID circulates amongst the human race, but we think it's fun. The police never see us when we all travel around from place to place to place. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. We're the generation that loves to move about. And that's about the time we give up on politicians. Stay in if you wanna, but we are going out.
Raves are good, raves are good. Illegal raves are good, raves are good, raves are good.
Illegal raves are good, raves are good, raves are good. Illegal raves are good, raves are good, raves are good. Illegal raves are good.
Has anyone got any face masks?
Lovely.
Right, Jenkins, you're supposed to be the officer in charge. How'd you let this get out of control?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant, but this is how it was advertised on the flyers they gave out.
Right, let me take a look at that.
Millennium Barn Dance featuring Jet from Gladiators.
Oh, good God, Jenkins, have you never watched Alan Partridge in your life?
Time for Des on the Barmy Old Podcast. I hadn't realised back in the day just how far-reaching our sketches and stuff were until I met a fellow sports commentator, Rob Hatch, about 12 years ago. Hello, Rob, if you're listening. I introduced myself to him and he immediately said, "Oh my God, you were Des, weren't you? We used to listen to Des on the school bus home up in Blackburn every afternoon." Fantastic. I mean, that was a moment for me. Our BRMB Barmy Brummy sketches were being played out on the Century Group of radio stations up in Manchester, Nottingham and Newcastle for a time back in 2002. And that's how Rob got to hear stuff like Des. Rob, thank you for making me feel old back then when we first met. Never mind now. And here is Des playing a bit of sport we'll all soon be able to play again on the Village Green, according to the government.
Des's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries.
And today, it's a big...
Hi, girls.
To all the ladies making the teas for our cricketers, who are playing their first 50-over match against the Aussies down at Bristol today. You know, a female cricketer once asked me to teach her the art of leg spin, so I showed her my googlies. Well, she was very impressed with the bounce, and as the clouds closed in and the humidity increased, my balls began to swing. Well, what can I say? She started to tamper with them. But it wasn't until she scratched the seam that I decided to york her. Well, she begged me to pitch it right up, so I charged up to her crease and gave her a full length.
Fantastic.
My turn now,
she purred. And using a very firm wrist action, she spent the rest of the afternoon giving me one juicy full toss after another.
Cheerio.
Des's Diary, the Sunday Carve-Up, 100.7 Heart FM.
Okay, now, according to some newspapers this week, the British military have been banned from taking a knee in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter campaign because it was perceived as political. But we actually heard that an experiment involving some of the more senior members of the armed forces hadn't gone well at all, and that was the real reason for the ban.
Right, mate. Now, on behalf of Black Lives Matter, Central Command has ordered us to trial taking a knee. So, on my command, take a knee. Okay, then, platoon, take a knee. Very well done, men. That went well. You can all get back on your feet again now. I said you could all get back up again now, men.
Your permission to speak, Captain Menrin. We can't get back up. We're all suffering with rheumatoid arthritis, and taking the knee has caused our joints to seize up.
Pike, you're a young man. Surely you can get up.
Oh, I think I've done a hamstring, Captain Menrin.
Stupid boy. Godfrey, shall I phone your sister Dolly so you could perhaps come around and help us?
Yeah, I'm afraid my sister Dolly isn't comfortable around large groups of men, sir.
She doesn't like it up a Captain Menrin.
Be quiet, James.
If we can't get up, Mannering, how are we going to get to the canteen? And if we can't get to the canteen, we can't eat. And if we can't eat, we'll all die. Permission to speak, Captain Menrin. Being in this kneeling position has put pressure on all of our prostate glands, and we really need to go to the loo. In fact, I don't think I can hold out much longer.
No, oh,
he's right.
I'm
afraid I'm with him on that. Oh, for goodness sake.
Suppose I better go and get a mop.
Doom!
Don't panic!
Doom!
Don't panic!
Roll.
Don't panic!
Doom.
Don't panic! Do don't panic! Don't panic! Don't panic! If you think old
England done. You might remember in our Barmy Old podcast news desk last week, we reported that the Rolling Stones aren't very happy with US President Donald Trump for playing one of his songs at his rally, so I decided I'd go and ask the band about it in person.
Yeah, all right, Ian. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine, Mick. What's happening with you guys and Donald Trump, then?
We are taking...
Yeah, right.
Legal action.
Oh, OK.
We are taking...
I think I get it.
Legal action.
Against Trump. Against Trump. Against Trump. Against Trump. Legal action. Legal action.
So what happened?
We were watching the TV and they went and played a Stone CD at a Donald Trump rally. But he can't use that song without asking us, because it was written by Keith and me, and he can't do that.
Can't he?
Well, no, no, no.
Mick, are you sure?
Well, no, no way. Well, that's what we say.
Okay, so Mick, when did you first contact your lawyers about this?
Well, I'm not sure what the actual date was, Ian, but I distinctly remember the time of day it was.
Oh, yeah. And what time of day was it, Mick?
Undercover.
Oh, I had to ask.
I had to say.
Yeah, go on, finish it then.
Undercover of the night.
Time for another previously unheard, unreleased Mr. Men story on the Barmy Old podcast. But I'm not sure increasingly that Roger Hargreaves actually wrote these ones we keep finding. You know, definitely sounds like Arthur Lowe telling it, however.
Mr. Constipated took his trousers down, sat on the toilet, bent forward, sank his teeth into the seat and strained for all he was worth. And do you know what Mr. Constipated did? Yes, you're right. Absolutely nothing. So Mr. Constipated got up and went into town.
Still no luck then,
said the woman behind the counter of Boots, as Mr. Constipated purchased yet another packet of Cenacots. Now, that night, after a double dose of Cenacots, Mr. Constipated went out and had 8 pints of Guinness and a chicken vindaloo, and you'll never guess what he did in the toilet the following morning. Yes, you're right again, absolutely nothing. A few days later, still blocked up and bloated, Mr. Constipated was standing in a socially distanced queue reading an article in the newspaper about where the coronavirus was most prevalent when his mobile phone went off. It was the job centre. Good news, we've managed to get you employment, the woman said excitedly. You start work in a care home tomorrow. And can you guess what Mr. Constipated did? Yes, you're right, he crapped himself immediately. The bad news was Mr. Constipated would have to purchase some new trousers and underwear. And the good news? Well, there was no longer a queue outside the chip shop. Poor Mr. Constipated. The prune-eating b-
I suppose you can say it's not truly Premier League football without utterly ridiculous decisions being made by you-know-what. And we've seen a few really bad ones in the last week or so. David Bowie, big football fan, will be absolutely turning in his grave at this.
One more god-awful decision, met with shock and with derision. Well, whoever's in charge of it is a real bloody idiot. Video assistant referee should be hung from the nearest tree. The decisions they make are dire. Stockley Park should be set on fire. The ridiculous handball rule must have been made up by a fool. Well, whoever came up with that is obviously a prat. The play.
That is a disgrace.
It's a real horror show. Take a look at that big toe. A millimeter offside. Football. Touched a hair on his elbow. Another disallowed goal. Down to VAR.
David Moyes, West Ham manager, do you have anything to say about video assistant referees? Well, I certainly do, Ian. It's not football anymore. It's not football anymore. Okay, and Jose Mourinho, Spurs manager, do you have anything to add?
Yes, Ian, I have spent the weekend contemplating the VAR decision against us, and I'd just like to say, F*** VAR... VAR.
Back to Big Brother on its 20th anniversary this month to round things off today on the show. Now, Big Brother was a rich source of material for both our shows on BRMB, the Barmy Brummies, and the Sunday Carve-Up show on Heart FM. And I'll definitely try and dig out more of what we did about specific moments and characters as July progresses on this here podcast. Now, Celebrity Big Brother was a massive offshoot of the original series, which, of course, was just members of the public. And the one with fake celeb, Chantel, was a real headline grabber for the papers at the time, with an extraordinary mix of ego in that particular house that caused enormous conflict almost all the time. And Peter Gabriel, once Genesis frontman, summed up what that series was all about for us on our Sunday Carve-Up show.
Jodie slagged off Michael. Michael got the hump. Faria fancied Dennis. He wanted a jump. Preston plays with Chantel. Chantel's really thick. Pete's testicles popped out and Ruler feels quite sick. Sharing a room with 10 other loons every night time. In the diary room, you nominate two that you don't like. Then they're kicked out. If a show could kill, this one probably will. It's games for fags and beers. And all ends in tears. Just games for fags and beers. That all ends in tears.
Mad celebrities.
Well, Chantel wants to win it.
Middle.
Preston thinks she could. Pete's guppy fish lips probably make Leslie Ash feel good. Barrymore's a nutter. A Ruler is a bore. Well, let's evict the lot of them, cause I cannot take much more. Sharing a room with 10 other loons every night time. In the diary room, you nominate two that you don't like. It's a cop-out. If a show could kill, this one probably will. Just games for fags and beers. And all ends in tears. Games for fags and beers. It all ends in tears. Games for fags and beers. It all ends in tears.
That's your lot then for now on the Barmy Old Podcast. My huge thanks to Sean and Andy, as always, for their beautiful work. And to you, thanks for listening, as always. Please rate, review and subscribe. Spread the word if you can. Let the whole world know about this show. And if you have any questions or even requests, then just email me via my personal website. That's iandanter.co.uk. Or there's my Twitter account too. That's at TalkDance. That's at TalkDanTS. As Ronnie Barker might say,
the stale yurt, confirm the wireless, shave wives.
And I'll see you next time on the Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say,
cheerio.